This is Wisconsin Today. Last week, a Dane County judge ordered the Wisconsin Department of Justice to release the names of all of the certified law enforcement officers working in the state. Advocates hailing that decision as a win for police accountability.
The ruling from April 28th sided with the Badger Project and the Illinois-based Invisible Institute. It filed a lawsuit to release the names in 2024 to better track officers who are fired or forced to leave a job and then are hired elsewhere.
The information released would also include badge numbers, employment history, and dates of birth.
Police associations have pushed back on the ruling, saying releasing the list would constitute safety and privacy violations for officers. And we'll hear more of those concerns shortly.
First, Bill Leaders is with us, president of the Wisconsin Freedom of Information Council. He's editor-at-large of the Progressive magazine and a writer based in Madison. He's supported this list being released. Bill, welcome back to the show.
Good to be here.
Now, the Wisconsin Freedom of Information Council has come out in support of the lawsuit, the recent ruling. What do you see at stake in this lawsuit?
Well, the lawsuit is over the refusal of the Department of Justice to release the names of all law enforcement officers in Wisconsin, which was sought by the Badger Project as part of its reporting on officers who get fired in one department and get rehired in another. They've done a lot of reporting on that, and so they need the names of officers and ways to identify them in order to do that type of research and reporting. But when the DOJ said no, the Badger Project sued along with the Invisible Institute, which is a Chicago-based organization. And this week, on August 28th, a Dane County judge ruled in favor of the plaintiffs and ordered the Department of Justice to release the names that were requested.
Right. And why are you in favor of this? I know you are an advocate for transparency in government with this particular issue. Why do you see this being important?
Well, first and foremost, I don't think that Wisconsin should have secret police. I think that if you are a law enforcement officer, your identity should be known and knowable. I mean, we've seen that come up with the masking of federal agents, where that cuts against good public policy to have people be anonymous. In this case, it's different, but there is a legitimate purpose that is served by having access to the information of who is a law enforcement officer in Wisconsin. And the Department of Justice, as I understand it, did not identify any actual past problems with officers being identified. It just speculated that there was something bad about identifying who all the law enforcement officers are, particularly officers who work undercover. And so you're not going to get that record.
One concern is, okay, yes, police officers have always been concerned maybe about being targeted or retaliated against by the public. But now on a database, with the internet being what it is, with the ease, if you have all this information in one place of someone being able to harass basically every officer in the state at once, does this change in our modern technology warrant, hey, maybe making it a little less transparent, a little less accessible for the officers who are serving the public here?
I don't think so. There's 30 states that routinely make this information public. Wisconsin is one of just about a dozen that has not provided this information. There is not a pattern of harassment that has been documented in other states that allow the identity of officers. Harassing an officer is a pretty serious offense. You could get in trouble for it, and people aren't just looking up lists in order to rail at officers because they can.
As a general principle, people may not think about government transparency a lot, right? You don't run into it across in your daily life. Why is it something that you think the public should have their attention on, have their minds on?
Okay, going back to the original purpose of the request, it was to have a database of those who are law enforcement officers in Wisconsin so that you could check to see if the law enforcement officers in Wisconsin were previously fired as law enforcement officers in Cleveland or Seattle or Dallas or somewhere else and then got hired here. You can't do that research without knowing the names of the officers who work here.
Do you see a difference if the ultimate resolution here is, hey, this is a public database? I could go online right now and look up the name and badge number and everything of every officer in the state versus it's not there publicly, but by a request, by a specific request from a journalistic outfit or a citizen. then, hey, yes, we'll release that information to you on a case-by-case basis. Would that second, more limited outcome, if through the courts it came out to something like that, be okay? Would that be enough transparency?
I don't believe anyone has suggested that particular solution. And I don't know that there's anything that's been demonstrably wrong about identifying who law enforcement officers are. The best argument that they have deals with officers who are working undercover. But in point of fact, officers that are working undercover are not using their real names. So having access to a database that shows someone as an officer is not going to get you any closer to identify the undercover people.
This is one court ruling. We'll see in the future if this gets appealed up the legal ladder here. What would your message be to Attorney General Call and the Department of Justice to not keep challenging it and to just go with this and start providing this information?
Well, it's important to note that the Department of Justice made the determination on receipt of the request that it wanted to provide this information to the requester. It made that as an affirmative decision. And then it started hearing from police departments around the state saying, nah, we don't like this, don't do it. And so the DOJ changed its mind and said, no, you're not, you can't have it now. And so that's what started off the lawsuit. Yes, it will be appealed. I have a feeling that the higher courts are going to sustain the ruling of the lower courts because transparency is a pretty important value for the state of Wisconsin, and the judicial system tends to side with the idea that the public should have a maximum amount of information about the affairs of government.
Bill, we'll leave it there. Thanks again for joining us.
Sure. Thank you, Rob.
That's Bill Leaders, president of the Wisconsin Freedom of Information Council. He's editor-at-large of The Progressive magazine and a writer based in Madison. His organization has come out in support of the lawsuit to release the names of Wisconsin's law enforcement officers. While some advocacy groups have supported that effort to release those names, police groups have pushed back. Jim Palmer is executive director of the Wisconsin Professional Police Association, is with us now. Jim, welcome to Wisconsin Today.
Thank you for having me.
What are your concerns with this ruling?
Well, what the Dane County Circuit Court did here last week, it issued an order that the Department of Justice, State Department of Justice, has to release a statewide data set of more than 16,000 current and former law enforcement officers, including their names, dates of birth, and employment histories. And that information is expected to be used to build a publicly searchable database, potentially as part of a broader national effort. And so, you know, the goal behind it is understandable. I mean, the idea is to try and track so-called wandering cops. Our concern as the state's largest law enforcement group is really more about, you know, whether this approach actually works and whether it creates new risks in the process.
Well, let's talk about those risks you're worried about, first of all.
The risk for us is anytime you take all this information and put it together and aggregate it with other information that's, you know, searchable, I think you increase the likelihood and the risks that, you know, people can misuse the information. I think it increases the potential for identity theft or doxing. And that's, I think, a valid concern for a lot of individuals, especially those that, you know, are working their communities to try and, you know, keep their communities safe. It's just, I think it makes a lot of people apprehensive who work in law enforcement. And I think it's to be clear, this isn't about avoiding transparency. You know, again, we have a long history of advocating for measures to increase transparency and accountability. It's about really whether or not this type of thing will work. And, you know, again, whether it creates new risks in the process. You know, I think dates of birth typically are, you know, items of information that are redacted in most records requests. You know, employment histories of officers, that's not the same as misconduct history. And I think that could lead people to draw conclusions that aren't fair and are misleading. And, you know, those are some of the concerns that we have.
The argument, I think, from supporters of this and those who brought the lawsuit is, hey, our needs for transparency and accountability and to be able to track officers, and you mentioned that the so-called wandering officer issue, we can't really do these things without this kind of access to information in, they would say, ideally every state. Is that true, do you think? Are there ways to do these things, that these accountability measures, without having this kind of information accessible?
I think so. I mean, Wisconsin already has a lot of, you know, it already has a decertification process, a certification process. There are ways to track misconduct. I think, you know, it would be better to, you know, explore ways to improve those government, you know, run measures than some kind of private database, which just isn't going to, you know, have the same protections you know, for the men and women who police our communities.
A couple dozen states, including, I believe, Minnesota and Illinois, have released something like this to nationwide reporting projects. Have you seen anything in those cases that you see abuse of these systems so far?
Not that we're aware of yet, but I think it's important to note a few things. First, the absence of evidence is not evidence in and of itself, okay? I think, you know, crimes like identity theft and things of that nature are, you know, tend to be investigated at the local level. They're not tracked or, you know, reported anywhere that we're aware of. And so I think that's a little misleading for anyone to assert that, well, you know, other states have done something similar and we, you know, some of these problems haven't come up. The other point I think that is really worth mentioning is that the data set involved in the Wisconsin case includes dates of birth, and that is simply not the case in other states. So I think that these private organizations that are, you know, pushing to build this database on a national scale are being a little misleading. They're very careful with their words, but the fact of the matter is the information is different. And I think to try and assert that, well, you know, these problems haven't arisen elsewhere, so they won't arise here is also misleading.
Jim, we'll leave it there. Thanks again for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me.
Jim Palmer is executive director of the Wisconsin Professional Police Association. Earlier, we heard from Bill Leaders, president of the Wisconsin Freedom of Information Council, which came out in support of the ruling, ordering the release of the names and other information of Wisconsin's law enforcement officers.